The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Mic check, 1-2, 1-2. Y'all buckle up. Buckle up. You don't want to miss this show this morning. I can promise you that. Call somebody right now and tell them, you know what, dial into The Grind, because that dude, Nate McCray, got something that he's going to say, and you are not going to want to miss it. And it's about love. That four-letter word that scares a lot of people, that four-letter word that you really don't say when you ain't ready for it, tell them jump on The Grind, all right?
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus.
But it only works if
you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy?
Yeah.
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel.
Feel this one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the wheel.
Hallelujah.
The love you need already gave.
But the question is,
do you want to be happy?
If you're tired of you, and say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say, yeah,
say, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
Who do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted
long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Man, you just want to be happy. Say, I just want to be happy. Repeat that to yourself. Say, I just want to be happy. That's the ultimate goal, man, right? That's the ultimate goal. It's, you know, you ask people, you know, why do you do what you do? They can tell you a lot of different things, right? A lot of different things. But ultimately, a person just wants to be happy. I haven't met anybody in life that says, you know what, I just want to be unhappy. Because everybody wants to be happy. But how? That's the million-dollar question. How? People fake it till they make it. Very few people achieve that true freedom in life that actually gives them the happiness that they're looking for. Man, everybody's on the grind. And I'm going to tell you what. I am trying hard to condense this show into about 30 minutes. I really am. It's a struggle for me, guys, because I got so much that needs to be said. But, you know, I'm glad that this is the realest show ever. I'm glad that we have unscripted conversation. Man, I can say whatever I want to say on this show. And guess what? It's going to be tasteful. But one thing that I can always promise you is that it's going to bridge some gaps because we give real insight needed daily. Because you guys are out there on the grind and you don't need anybody telling you, you know, all of the high-level mamby-pamby stuff that just keeps you stuck in where you are. You need somebody telling you the practical stuff because you got practical problems, right? You got real life problems. So you need some real life solutions. So let's bridge some gaps this morning. You know, the topic for today's show is love, that four-letter word. But, you know, before we get into that, because, you know, some of y'all are going to get some real insights, some real aha moments, some real epiphanies, you know, from what's about to be said on this show. You know, but before I get into that, you know, what's new? You know, what's new? I want you to think for just a second. What's new for you? What's new in your life right now? Just think about it. What are the things that are happening in your life that are possibly some turning points or possibly just some things you're happy about, some things that you're unhappy about? You know, how can you change them? How are they affecting you? You know, just in general, what's new? If there's nothing new going on in your life, then spin that thing around, try again, and there needs to be some new stuff going on in your life. Man, what's new with me? Pam and I were excited. You know, our son made the basketball team in Oak Hill, and super excited about that, man. We got the notification the other day, and, you know, it's funny because we were down there, and he goes, Mom, you know, Dad, I still got to make the team, you know, and I said, think that's going to be a problem for you. As a matter of fact, I know that's not going to be a problem for you. You're way too talented, you got way too much skill, you know, like the team. And, you know, he kind of knows that, but he likes to be told that. People like to be told that they're talented sometimes. People like to be told that you know, that you love them. People like to be told certain things. So you have to pump people up sometime and help them believe in themselves because we all, you know, lose a little belief in ourselves from time to time. And we need somebody that's in our corner. You know, like the heavyweight fights, when you go to the corner, we need that corner person that's going to say, you know, hey, man, everything's going to be fine. You got this. You know, so super excited, man, about that. Made the red team. So that means more money, believe it or not. We got to put out more money for him to travel and things of that nature. But, man, God is good. You know, God is good. What else? Got an Amazon, what do you call them things, a Dot, the little Alexa. Got an Amazon Dot now. You know, went with the Amazon Dot because I wasn't sure that I wanted the whole thing. So I wanted to test it out to see how it works. Man, I'm not trying to make I'm not a part of the advertising for Amazon right now. But if they're listening, you know, I absolutely could be. But nonetheless, the Amazon Dot, man, I'm telling you, that thing, just the Amazon, the whole thing. What the heck do you call it? I have a Dot. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. You speak to it. It's called Alexa. And then, man, it says it'll give you almost anything. It tells you jokes. It tells you stories. You ask it questions. It gives you answers. So, man, it's the ultimate cheat. It's the ultimate thing, man, that's going to It'll bridge some time for you. So, I mean, got a new one of those. So I've been playing with that for the last couple of days, you know, having some fun with it. It's funny because I was in the bathroom the other day, you know, washing my face, and all of a sudden I hear, you know, my son out here talking to Alexa, you know, telling her to do this. And she was telling him these crazy jokes and crazy stuff. And he was putting crazy stuff on. And I'm like, man, that's crazy. I'm like, I'm going to have to trend this thing to my voice so nobody else can talk to Alexa but me. I got felt some kind of way. But nonetheless, what else? My old youngest son is growing hair. Growing hair. That's a journey all in itself. Because if you know anything like I know about a 10-year-old, he don't like to comb his hair. They don't like to comb their hair. If you got a 10-year-old that likes to comb their hair, shouts out to you. If you got a 10-year-old that likes to brush their hair, they're all about that right now, shouts out to you. My son's not all about that. He knows he wants to grow hair, but combing it is the last thing he thinks about doing, right? So I have to constantly tell him to comb it. Now, I could. You know, there were times in the past he said, I want to grow hair, Dad. And I said, okay, grow the hair. So I should grow the hair. I said, you're not taking care of them, cut the hair off. So that's what I did. This time I said, you know, I'm not going to cut the hair off. I'm going to let you walk around looking like you look. And, you know, until somebody tell you you look crazy. And then you hair. Don't know when that's going to happen, but for right now, I'm combing hair. That's a journey. What else? One more thing. Yeah, one more thing. So, you know, our daughter, she wants a farm, of course. Our youngest daughter, Zaria, she wants a farm. That's not new, but she always wants different animals for the farm. So she currently has two hamsters upstairs that almost get treated like real people. She has a dog, which I'm constantly in a battle with, constantly. So we got this. We don't have an understanding, but we got this love-hate relationship, and it's working for me. It really is. But ironically, that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about love, man. That love, now that we're through reminiscing, let's get right into this thing because, you know, there's so many different meanings of that word, or you've heard so many different meanings. So, but love is that four-letter word, man, that can make you or break you. Literally, it can make you or break you. So let me say this. Let me set this thing up because I want to give you guys some old school philosophy. All right. Old school philosophy. I'm not going to even get into the old school, new school battle. If you got that coffee, man, this be a good sip break. So old school philosophy. What happens when you build a thing around its intended foundation instead of on its intended foundation? Let me say that again for you guys because y'all should write that down. What happens when you build a thing around its intended foundation instead of on its intended foundation? What happens? The easy answer is it takes on its own foundation. Its own intent comes into play, you know, and the next question is, what is that foundation? So, you know, people ask us all the time, you know, how 28 years, how? How did you guys stay together 28 years? How are you still together? You know, people struggle these day and age staying together for, you know, 3 years, 2 years, heck, a year. So how 28 years? And the answer is always love was the foundation. Love still is the foundation. Love always will be the foundation. It's that four-letter word that can make you or break you. So here's the tip. We never changed the original foundation. So we got and we get the original results. So if you change the foundation, here's what happens. And there's always, you know, people out there that are going to change. You know, it's cool because you create certain things. But I want you guys to buckle up when you start creating, when you start changing foundations. That means you have to test the foundation to see if it works. It's okay, cool. Create a new foundation. But just like, you know, Albert Einstein and, you know, Just like, you know, everybody that pioneered or created something different. When you create something, you have to go through all of the test moments. So that means there's going to be some small success and it's going to be a lot of failure, right? A lot of failure. So you have to go through those test moments and figure out, you know, that, okay, this is a test environment. So this environment is going to allow me to figure out whether or not this works. So we're talking about L-O-V-E this morning. So love has a foundation all of its own. It has a lot of different, I won't say meanings, but a lot of different interpretations. as to what love really is. So when you put this love that has its own foundation that actually works, that was really given to us by the Creator, when you put that in the ultimate in another test environment, then you start to wonder and you really get the answer as to why people can't stay together anymore. Because the foundation is not love. And you're building what you think is love around the foundation of love instead of building it on the foundation, which is what you need to perpetuate the foundation. So we get away from all of the old school philosophy of love, and we call it new school this and new school that. You see a lot of different things on TV. You see a lot of different things on the internet. And I got to tell you guys, you know, it's a mentality that, you know, you each generation goes through its own philosophy of what love is. But, you know, this generation is a little different. I think they're building their own foundation. They're creating their own foundation. That's why there's such a changing of the guard. That's where things are so in disarray right now. And let me see if I can say this the right way, because I don't want to offend anyone. Let me just say it like this. In my perception of being single today is just two words. I would believe that it's hard. It's two words. It's hard. Because it's not just about being single. It's about the people that are even married now and the people that are trying to create something, not understanding that they created a test environment because they haven't. The love is not where it's not being built on the foundation. It's being built around the foundation. So you're saying, Nate, after you say all of that, you know, what is love? If we go back to the foundation of love and we understand what love really is, we have to absolutely have to go back to the Bible. Right. The Creator created us. The Creator is love. So the Bible says love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. And it's definitely not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. And it keeps absolutely no record of wrongs. That's love. Now, I'm going to give you guys some more homework for all of you that, you know, you can shoot this to me right now. I know you guys, some of you guys got your Bibles open. You got your Bible apps open. Send me that scripture and I'll give it to everybody right now on the grind. Love is patient. Love is kind. Give me that scripture. All right. So ready, go. So what else is love? What is love? When you look up love in the dictionary, all right, when you look it up, love, this is what it says it is. All right. Hold on. Let's see what we got here. Okay, so when you look up love, it says love is a strong feeling of affection and a concern toward another person as the arising from kinship or a close friendship. So it's kind of like that's kind of like what love is, a strong feeling of affection and concern toward another person, you know, as it relates to kinship or kind of like a close friendship, or a strong feeling of affection and concern for another person accompanied by sexual attraction. All right. So that's one interpretation of what love is, you know, and what does it mean, you know, to really be in love with someone? Now, I'm not an overthinker. I'm a quick thinker. I think quick. And I try to make decisions quick because I hate to ponder things. I don't like to ponder a lot, but I want to make informed decisions. But I won't waste time pondering, but I will pass over a decision if I don't know enough about it. So that means I don't want to make reckless decisions. We just talked about that, right? You know, but I don't want to stand still either. So I got to keep moving. So I circle back around after I've gathered and disseminated all the information I need, and I make a decision, an informed decision, right? So love, that strong feeling of affection. But we're all in some sort of relationship in our life, and it's a relationship. It could be a relationship with your spouse. It's a relationship with your mom, your dad, your kids, your sisters, your brothers, everybody. So I don't want us to minimize this and put this into one category of just marriage. You know, love is much deeper than that. Love is much broader than that. But at the same time, I don't want you to overthink it, because love is one of those things that you feel. Love is one of those things that you feel. So what does it really mean to be in love with someone? Because I want us to get this morning, because I see too many people allowing this four-letter word to leave them broken, desolate. And they've wasted their whole life on what they think love is. And they even know that scripture. They even know what that scripture is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. But here's the thing. Love is always reciprocal. Always reciprocal. So now I want to qualify that, because there are going to be some people that you're going to love and they may not even know you. It's possible too, right? You may love what they do. You love who they are. And that's great. But we're talking about that love that is between two people that either that know each other, two people that are in that environment of a strong feeling or of affection and concern toward another person, right? So a close friendship. So we're going to cover both of those, but what does it mean to be in love with someone? It's and here's the definition. It's something that can happen without your intention or consent, and it's not something you can walk away from. If you leave, you'll take the feeling of being in love with you. So loving someone means wanting them to do well, right? Being in love means putting them first. And let me put, there's another piece to that. There's another piece to that. Let me read that again. Loving someone means wanting them to do well. Right? You want that person to do well. I know a lot of people that I love. I want them to do well in life. I know I want them to prosper. I want them to go as high as they can go, as far as they can go. Right? But being in love means putting them first. So when you got that person that you're communicating with, or that person that you're in love with, and I want you guys to span this outside of just your personal close relationship with your mate or your spouse, okay? Although that's wrapped up in there too, all right? But here's the caveat. Being in love means putting them first, but not allowing them to use and abuse you, right? Because here's the flip side to what I just said. People say love is patient, love is kind, and it does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. So if you hold yourself to that standard, why would you not hold the other person to that standard? So that means at that point, if you're not holding the other person to that standard, then that love cannot be reciprocal. So you measure yourself with that same with that tape measure, but you pick up another tape measure, a tape measure that says compromise, insecurity. That tape measure that says you can't, and you measure that person or that group of people with that tape measure. No, put that one down. Put that one down. Pick up the same tape measure that you measure yourself by. And hold the person that's around you, to those same standards. So we always talk about a circle. We're always talking about having a nucleus of people that are for you, not against you. So if you have that nucleus of people, then that means that nucleus of people is going to have all of those attributes. You can't have one of them and not all of them. It doesn't say or. It says love is. Patient, and there's just a lot of commas. So that means all of this is a part of what love is. So you can't cop out and compromise and say, then they're not easily angered, but they are self-seeking and they do dishonor me, you know, a lot of times. That's not love. Love is kind. They're kind sometimes. every now and then, you know, they really just lash out on me and call me a bunch of crazy names and say crazy stuff. You know, whenever I call and ask them, you know, can they help me do this? They always say no. But, you know, they never keep a record wrong. I don't think they envy. Man, when you have to say, I don't think, that means you don't know. So measure the people that you say you love, measure them with the same tape measure. And it's crazy, man, because I remember the commercial, and this just came to mind. I just want to say it. Heck, I love the show. But this just came to mind when you're at dinner, and this has nothing to do with a whole bunch, but it's just funny because when you're at dinner, they were at dinner in the commercial, they were sitting there, and then one of the friends was an alligator, and when the check came, he had alligator arms and couldn't reach the check. You know, it's funny. He couldn't reach it. I can't get it. I'd get it, but I can't get it. It's kind of like that. It's always, I can't. It's not about money. It's not about who gets the check. It's none of that. It's about you've got those people in your circle that have alligator arms, and they can't hug you. They can't do anything for you. They can't be there for you when you need them. You know. But then you have those people in your circle that are there for you, right? You've got those people in your circle that are there for you, those people that are always, you know, looking out for you, the people that, you know, would rather tell you the truth and hurt your feelings a little bit than harm your future. But see, this is what happens in a lot of cases. We end up turning our attention and our focus on the people with the alligator arms instead of the people with the real arms, the people that are there for us, the people that are in plain sight. Because the people with the alligator arms, you've measured them with a different ruler than you've measured yourself with. And then let's flip that thing around. Maybe you don't even have the attributes of love. So the first check is self-check, right? Love is patient. Are you patient? Love is kind. Are you kind? It does not envy. Man, every time you see somebody, do you envy them? It does not boast. You always talk to you. Are you always talking about, you know, what you got and who you got and how you got it and all your whole, that's your whole platform. Are you always, you know, you're always saying I'm proud, you know, proud. It does not dishonor others, but every chance you get, you're talking about people. And you got to, it's a self-check. So you can't recognize the attributes if you don't have the attributes. So that's in large reason why you have people in your life with alligator arms. They can't do anything, but you don't even know they're sitting. You're sitting at the table with an alligator. See, I'm not going to even use the word snake. That's been done before. You're sitting at the table with an alligator. They can't love you. They can't hug you. All they can do is eat you. That's it. So what happens? You know, I was watching a movie. Yep, you guys know I love movies. You know, I love movies. And, you know, and the three words that are coming to mind right now is don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Some of you guys are overthinking it right now. Don't overthink it. But let me tell you this. I was watching a movie the other night, and the movie was called Mine, M-I-N-E. All right, and I want you guys to get this. So he survived standing on a mine for over 70 hours. Now, some of you are saying, heck no, how is a survivor stand on a mine for over 70 hours? How did that happen? Over 70 hours, he stepped on that mine and it went click. He stood on that mine because of love and hate. And I can remember thinking this vividly as it went on. And I'm like, you know, he's standing on the mine. What would I do? And we're sitting there talking about, well, I would do this or I would do that. You know, this is how I would handle this. Or this is how I would handle that. But you never know how you're going to handle the situation. And you have to be the person that makes that decision. You have to be cool with it, right? So he stood on that mine all of that time because of love and hate. His father hated him and abused him and his mother. Right? It hated and abused him and his mother. So he hated his father for what he did. So he learned to fight. So because he hated what his father did, he learned to fight. He loved his girlfriend,
and he wanted to get back to propose to her. But when the mind, M-I-N-E, went click, when it clicked, so did his mind, M-I-N-D. It clicked. Man, I have one life to live. This is my life, and it could be over with me just removing my foot from this mind. So he went through this whole ordeal with, you know, should I remove my foot or shouldn't I? You know, what's the worst that could happen? And yada, yada, yada. And that's what we do in our minds. We rationalize so many different things in our mind about what we should do. When all in all, we just want to be happy. We want to live free. That's the ultimate, right? This guy went 70 hours, fought off dog attacks at night in the desert. It's cold. I mean, the whole nine. I mean, they told him they couldn't come get him. He got delayed, yada, yada, yada. Finally, it got to the point where they couldn't see him, and he needed to do something drastic. And he had to make a decision, and the guy kept coming and telling him, you know, you got to live free. You got to live free. You're not free. You got all this hate in your mind of your father, you know, and the love for your mother and the love that you have for your girlfriend. And now you have, with one step, it can all end because you didn't live the life that you were intended to live. You didn't live free. So if given a second chance, would you live free? So, you know, yeah, I'm spoiling the movie for you guys because you should have watched this older movie. But nonetheless, you know, so he ended up removing his foot from that mine. And I'm not going to tell you what happened because when you actually watch the movie, you'll figure that out. But, you know, great movie. Didn't, you know, contemplated watching it for a while. But, you know, when I finally did, I was glad that I did. But that was his story, you know. So what happened when he removed his foot from mine? You'll figure that out. You'll watch the movie for yourself. So, you know, another thing that really came to mind was, you know, I was listening to Taraji P. Henson, her story the other day, and she talked about how she actually moved to California with $700 in her pocket and her toddler. And most people would say, wow, that's crazy, you know. But like a lot of you, her back was against the wall, so she had to do something drastic. If you want different, you got to do different. Am I telling you to do the same thing Taraji did? No, that's not what I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, I can't tell you anything. If it's not your decision, then don't do it, right? So what happened with Taraji? See, she defied the odds to become a superstar. She didn't know how it was going to turn out. But what she did was she recreated the foundation because the original foundation was not favorable for her success. And that's what happens sometimes when you realize that the foundation that what you have is built on is not favorable for your success and your happiness. You have to recreate that foundation. And sometimes you have to step out on faith. Sometimes you have to do things that you don't feel comfortable doing. But it works itself out. See, we talked about the dog and how he was laying on the porch and he was laying on his nail and he kept moaning and groaning. And every time, you know, somebody came up to the porch and said, you know, why is your dog laying there moaning and groaning? And the farmer would say, he's laying on a nail. And say, why doesn't he get off the nail? If he's moaning and groaning constantly, he said, well, the nail doesn't hurt him bad enough yet. I guess when the nail gets sharp enough and hurts him bad enough, guess what? He'll get off the nail. So love, ladies and gentlemen, love. Don't overthink it. See, there are people that you want to love from afar, and there are those that you want to love up close. But never mistake a person's love or kindness towards you as a sign of weakness. Never. See, and that's what happens. When a person shows you love sometimes, you take it as a sign of weakness, and you start to just overlook that person and figure that person's always going to be there. And that could be you, or you could be the victim of that. But here's the key. Here's a huge tip. Never give another person, another human, the responsibility of making you happy. Never give another person responsibility of making you happy. not their, it's not what they're supposed to do. That's your job. You make yourself happy. Anything that comes along is an added bonus, right? Pam will tell you time and time again, I'm always telling her, sweetheart, do what makes you happy. And I put out a post once. I said, if it doesn't speak to my heart, I don't do it. And I don't care what anybody thinks about it. If it doesn't speak to my heart, I'm not doing it. Bottom line, you can say what you think I should do. That's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But what I'm going to do and what you think I should do, it could be an entirely different thing. Because I'm responsible for my happiness. No one else. So, and that's what I do, right? I'm responsible for me. So the only difference between, you know, the guy on the mind, and the only difference between you and Taraji P. Henson is that they decided to fight. The only difference is fight. See, Taraji realized that the fight is not over until she dies. And she wasn't willing to compromise. She said, you know what, I got to do something different. This is not cool. I'm not happy. So if you're asking yourself, when will it get easier? The answer is when you die. See, because we sit around so many times waiting on things to get easy. And if you just resolve in your mind that things don't get easy, you never stop fighting, right? It's going to get easier when you die. Some of you are saying, man, is it never going to be easy? Is it never, I'm never going to have good moments? If you're thinking that right now, then you've totally missed what I just said. See, the condition that you create in your mind is how you conduct yourself, right? That's it. So, but understand one thing, you never outgrow warfare, guys. So if you know that you never outgrow warfare, then the only thing that you need to do is learn to fight. That's it. Just learn to fight. Stop looking for the easy spots, the comfortable spots. Learn to fight. Because there comes a time in everything that you do, guys, that quitting looks very, very good. It looks good. But realize it's always too soon to quit. But see, some of us, with that statement right there, we'll take a situation that we're in or a situation that we've been in and we'll stay in it because you don't want to quit. But you're not happy, but you don't want to quit. You're not quitting. You're recreating. You don't quit love. You recreate it. Come on, guys. You got to stop allowing things to hold you where you are. That's what the enemy wants. He wants you to stay in one place, stuck, busted, and disgusted. That way they can keep on bombarding you with the same arrows. It's easy to call in a barrage of bombs and shoot arrows and everything at a person when they're standing in the same place. All I have to do is zero my weapon in on you and know exactly where you are, and I can promise you I can hit you. If you stay there for 10, 15, 20 years, I'm going to hit you in the same spot every time because I know where you are. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to set my weapon up on a tripod that way I never have to aim anymore. Just keep shooting you, and that's what happens to so many people. They allow this four-letter word called love to make them or break them. And when you allow it to break you is when you give in to compromise, is when you don't practice any of the attributes and you don't hold the people around you to those same standards. Never give up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you reach the end of your rope, tie the knot in it, the end of it, and hold on some more. Not holding on for that person or that situation, but you're holding on for you. You're holding on for your love, for your level of recreation. Recreate your situation that's going to make you happy. So here's one thing I've learned. A lot of us have stopped hearing our dreams because dreams never, they never talk loud. they never talk loud. They whisper. They whisper. They never shout. So you have to listen. And you can't listen when you're allowing people to project their fear onto you and everything else. So don't be the screen. Be the projector. Control the controls. You were not created to be a flop, guys. You were created to be on top. You are not created to fail. You were created for greatness. So do what makes you happy. Do what makes you great. And if you do what makes you great, then there's no way you can't grow. Here's one thing you don't know. The world is just waiting for you to be great. They just don't know it yet. So, guys, I hope we bridge some gaps on the grind today. And I promise you guys, I'm trying to condense this show. I needed to get that out to you guys because, you know, this is a recurring theme, you know, with love, man. People are going through so many different things right now and, you know, and many different types of relationships, man. But if we keep the main thing, if we build, you know, what we have on a foundation that's actually the right foundation, it's a recipe for success. It's there. It was created by the Creator. If we keep it on the foundation and build it on that and keep our relationships out of the testing environment, then any relationship that you have can strive. Then you start attracting that you put out. So, man, love you guys. You know, hope you guys got some value out of today's show. Tell somebody about The Grind every Tuesday and Thursday. Guys, big things happening. Stay tuned. Guys, you know, when you hear songs like the one I'm going to play next, you know, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. All right? It's an oldie. It may even skip a little bit, but don't overthink it. If you're with the right person in the right relationship, no matter what that relationship is, guys, if you're with the right person, then stay together. If you're not, then recreate. All right? Recreate all day long and get your happiness because you know what? You just want to be happy. God bless you guys. Have a great day. Go win. Be